Exclusive. GOP Representative Jim Banks on Democrat impeachment push, so much about this that's fishy. By Matthew Boyle on September 30, 2019. Representative Jim Banks, RN, who represents northeastern Indiana in the U.S. House of Representatives, said in an exclusive interview on Breitbart News Saturday this weekend that he thinks the Democrats' impeachment push against President Donald Trump has not moved any supporters away from the president. "There is so much about this that's fishy," Banks said in the interview that aired on SiriusXM 125 The Patriot Channel. "That's why when I hear from constituents back in northeast Indiana, they're so skeptical of all of this. I haven't heard from a single constituent or friend in the last few days that gives this any credibility except for those who are already part of the left-wing anti-Trump resistance to begin with. That's a sense to me that the American people have long dismissed these sort of swamp-created narratives like this one, that they don't give it any credibility. If the Democrats had waged some sort of attempt over the past 2.5 years to oppose the president on policy, and then this was the first time they talked about impeachment, then maybe people back home would take it more seriously, even if the facts don't add up. But at this point, most of my constituents, at least most of the ones I've heard from that aren't a part of the resistance, aren't giving it very much credibility at all." Banks added that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi seems to have structured the impeachment investigation in a way that is designed to give out free publicity to many of her committee chairs, since there are a number of committees involved that probably should not be engaging in impeachment matters. Banks pointed to Pelosi's interview on Morning Joe on MSNBC last week and noted that Pelosi seems to have given up on the possibility of a Democrat beating President Trump in 2020 and now is just going to try to smear him the best she can. She said she was against impeachment because she didn't think he was worth it. But now that he might actually get reelected, we need to go down the impeachment path, which sort of echoes the words of a lot of other Democrats who have been on the impeachment train for a long time, Banks said. "The reason they're going after impeachment now is their premier inevitable candidate isn't so inevitable anymore. You can't talk about the phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine without talking about the corruption of the Bidens and a $50,000 per month contract for Hunter Biden to sell influence and peddle access to his father, who was the vice president at the time, and overall to the Obama administration. So, there is a lot of irony here and the timing is suspect, that deserves a lot more scrutiny." Banks added that Hunter Biden's arrangement with Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma is on its face corruption because there was no other reason for Hunter Biden to be working for the company other than to sell access to and influence over his father then Vice President Joe Biden. "If that's not corruption, I don't know what corruption is," Banks said. "Peddling access to your father and to the Obama administration because your last name is Biden. I mean, he had no qualifications or any background at all in energy. He had no qualifications or any background at all in Ukraine or relationships in Ukraine or business in Ukraine. He had a $50,000 per month contract to be on the board of a company in Ukraine peddling access to his father who was the vice president. Inherently, that is corruption and it deserves scrutiny." Banks also said he read the transcript of Trump's call with Ukraine's president multiple times and has found nothing wrong with President Trump's conversation. In fact, he said he thinks what President Trump was doing was very well-intentioned and part of a broader effort by the president to lift the dark cloud of the fake Russia collusion hoax that has hung over the country since the beginning of his presidency. Listen to GOP Rep. Jim Banks on Breitbart News Saturday.